dictation for Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Jan Zarek, J-A-N-T-Z-A-R-E-K. July 1043, addresses a letter to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y-P-A-C, H755023. Dear Mrs. Morrissey, consultation for Mrs. Jank Zarek for abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with husband. Both of them are hard of hearing. We were able to communicate, complementing with some writing. Weight at home, 211 to 213. Says to be eating well without any vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, has frequency urgency and nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, prior edema with diet and diuretics, has resolved for the most part completely, does have congestive heart failure requiring cardiac resynchronization therapy defibrillator because of low ejection fraction. Ejection fraction, however, has increased from 30s to 40s. Presently, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen, no sleep apnea or CPAP, no purulent material hemoptysis. Unsteady but no recent fall. Denies skin rash, isolated bruises, no headaches, no bleeding nose gums, no localized pain. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, silent heart attack, no procedures, low ejection fraction, has a defibrillator, but it has not shocked her, no diabetes, prior stroke, speech problems, they are not aware of further details. Denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, denies kidney stones, gout, or pneumonia, denies infection in the urine. Next paragraph, surgeries, some kind of breast surgery when she was a child on the left side, the defibrillator pacemaker, three leads. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications, Eliquis, Lipitor, Bisoprolol, thyroid replacement, Entresto, Amiodarone discontinued from a normal pulmonary function test, previously Farxiga discontinued because of cost but also low blood pressure, and Demodex was on a high dose, twice a day, decreased to once a day, and now 3 days a week, 20 milligrams. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 214, height 67 inches, blood pressure 110 over 60 on the right, 112/58 on the left. Obesity, has bilateral cataracts. Presently not wearing any dentures, has no teeth. Decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, does have JVD at 90 degrees. There is no localized rallwisses, no consolidation pleural effusion. The device on the left upper chest appears regular, no pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen, no palpable libre spleen ascites. There is varicose veins, but no edema, minor stasis. Does have decreased popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill, however, no gross gangrene, minimal cyanosis, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, reviewing record shows also atrial fibrillation, prior pacemaker before the 3-lead device and defibrillator. The echo shows ejection fraction up to 40, previously 35. There is dilated left ventricle, follows with Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. No documented valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from April. Creatinine has changed from 0.8 within the last 1 year, progressively rising, 1.1, 1.4, 1.6, 1.8, 1.9. GFR was 25, medications adjusted, and now 1.47 for a GFR of 36. Mild anemia, 12.6, a normal white blood cell platelet, MCV of 89. A normal sodium, potassium acid base, a normal albumin, calcium and phosphorus. Normal liver testing. Previously on Coumadin. Cholesterol well controlled. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Subacute chronic renal failure, probably associated to cardiomyopathy, cardiorenal syndrome, and effect of medications, appears stabilizing with present adjustment of diuretics. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure running in the low normal, but not symptomatic. Other chemistries does not require EPO treatment. No need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate, no need for phosphorus binders, present nutrition and calcium is normal. We will update TTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, prior urine analysis, no activity for blood protein or cells. Kidney ultrasound is being requested. We will follow chemistries on a regular basis. I discuss at length with patient and husband the meaning of chronic kidney disease, the interaction between heart and kidney, why we check those chemistries. We do dialysis for a person with GFR less than 15 and symptoms of uremia or uncontrolled volume overload. We will follow over time. End of dictation.